You're listening to episode number 1928 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. It's time for some Who Cares News.
Yeah, baby.
And we've got a great story we're working on for you today.
Yeah, baby.
What do you say? What do you say?
I say, fans of Kudike.
Yes.
Since season one, know that the Kardashian sisters,
yeah,
you know, they, besides the fact that their rear ends look different.
They do.
And their lips and other body parts.
Most of the rest of them look different, yeah.
Yeah. Especially Khloé these days.
She doesn't look like Khloé. No, she changed her whole look. Yeah, I mean,
to look more like a Kardashian
instead of a OJ's daughter.
Anyway,
we didn't say that out loud.
No.
Whatever.
People do plastic surgeries for all sorts of reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So they sound a bit different.
Oh yes.
Than they did when the show first started.
Look, it's been 20 seasons. That equates, I think, to a little over 10 years.
I guess, well, okay, they got older.
Oh, sure.
But it's almost like as their butts get bigger, their voices get different.
Different?
Maybe there's a correlation.
I don't know if it's their voices. I think it's the way they talk.
Anyway.
Because when they were younger, they talked kind of like normal people.
Well,
and now
kinda.
They're going to talk like this whole thing. Like they started a whole thing. But the way they talk.
Well, because Kim kind of tried to explain a little bit.
Did she?
Yeah, and I asked her that, you know.
Oh, she did ask her.
I asked her, and she tried to talk like she used to talk. It was like, and all she said was, and I'll just play the clip because
okay.
I recorded part of
all
her.
Right, here we go.
That's the biggest mystery to me and my sisters. We are blown away. It's the time thing. That is just absolutely blown away. We have no idea what happened to our voices. We have completely different voices.
Oh, my God.
So Kim Courtney and Khloé Kardashian all appear to have different speaking voices from the earlier seasons to now.
I think it's the vocal fry.
That vocal fry that just hurts me.
Yeah.
I mean, she also said, you know, about some embarrassing moments on the show. I look back and think, oh my God, there's so many embarrassing things that are on TV for the world to see. The vocal fry kind of hurts her.
20 seasons. 20 seasons of things to see.
I miss it when she just sounded like Kim. There's so many things that are so embarrassing for the world to see.
Right.
I encourage her to keep just using that voice because that's the one I know
Is
best.
Is that the one you know best?
Yeah.
Kim, don't go changing.
Don't go changing. Try to please
me. I think that
me.
She's now off to the law thing. I think that's her big thing. She's going to be a lawyer.
Well, she's been in it for 2 years now.
Has she really?
Yeah.
Have you listened to her podcast? Me either.
No.
Do you want to?
But she has 2 more years to go.
Me either.
She's halfway done.
Yeah, good for her.
She's still at it.
Well. What can you say?
I mean, she does have a bit more free time now that she's not babysitting Kanye.
I mean, that's true, too. That's true. Good point. 2 years is not a lot of time. I mean, law takes a lot of time.
You know? Law takes time. I got a song for it all.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it.
What the heck is going on with J-Rod?
Yeah, what is?
Are they J-Rod or just J-Lo and A-Rod? We don't know. This has potential to become our next national nightmare.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's true.
Heaven forbid.
That is true. Because I don't think it's over.
No.
But I don't think it's going to stay. No. I think the damage is done. That's what I think.
Something's
if I'm
up.
Armchair quarterback in this one, I give it about 4 months. Till they can find
a non-embarrassing
way to split up.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Because I have a feeling it may not be so much for him, but I think she's going to find a way to save face with it.
According to sources, she was embarrassed by whatever embarrasses her. He's embarrassed her, either with this FaceTime thing with Madison LaCroix
or
Just the fact that he's A-Rod, he's embarrassed. I don't know. But here's the deal. 4 years they've been together. They got kids. They don't have them together, but they have kids from each family that are now meshed together as a family because for 4 years. And I mean, here you have brothers and sisters and what will eventually be or should have been step brothers and sisters. They've been pushed together for 4 years.
Yeah.
And they've got lives now. And now mom and dad are splitting up. It's like, oh, daddy didn't love me. Mommy didn't love me.
Daddy didn't love me.
I know, right? It's just like, now it's such a downer and a sad thing.
I wasn't even going to talk about that stuff, but
I know, but it just came out. I spew
there's
like a
you,
font.
You're just a little...
Like a fount of spewing.
Dark rain cloud.
As long as I don't spew on Halle Berry, we're good.
Don't
right?
be spewing on me. Keep down that spew over... That sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
Never mind.
Anyway,
so anyway...
We're moving on. We're
all
moving
right.
on, folks.
Yesterday, Alex caught a private jet to the Dominican Republic.
As where, he should have.
Where Jennifer Lopez... She's there making her new movie, and the name, you can't escape it, Shotgun Wedding. Irony's not lost on us. So the so A-Rod posted, just like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, new week, new day, onward, upward.
Onward, upward.
That was his post on his Insta story. Showing the ocean and tagging J-Lo.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Nothing says we're still together like tagging the old lady from a picture of the ocean.
I think they probably had, like, okay, they probably scheduled a
Zoom
call.
Did I just call J-Lo the old lady?
Yes, you did.
That was bad.
They probably scheduled a Zoom call with
Zoom
Jennifer
call.
Lopez, Alex Rodriguez, their people.
Yeah, their reps.
Yeah, and they were probably
and
like,
their
okay.
lawyers.
What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this?
This is damage control, man.
Let's, okay, everyone just back to happy, and we're going to pretend.
Olivia Pope, she could have handled it. She could have handled it. She can make stuff go away. I don't buy any of this crap anymore. I say give it 4 months.
4 months.
4 months.
All right. Should I put that in an envelope and put it to the refrigerator?
No, we'll start the office pool. We're gonna do grids. More Who Cares tomorrow. Don't miss it. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.